Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I'm your host, Aluna Odette, and tonight we will continue our exploration of the Wand Suit with our Elementary of the Tarot. I'm joined by my lovely two co-hosts, as usual, Rowan Nix.
Hello.
And Tarup Vishal.
Good evening.
Great. So I'm so glad to be back and in my element as we continue with the fiery suits. So we left off with the Four, and we saw the Ace's journey, and we registered that the Wands represents the ego, drive, passion. So now we're venturing into the Five of Wands. And in the Five of Wands, we see the depiction of a group of youthful individuals in conflict, okay? So this is conflict. This card represents conflict, strife. The depiction is of five young men or five young people all wielding individualized wands. And there's a scene of competition. There's a scene of strife. These individuals feel that their wand or their belief or what they're after is more important and valid than the next person. And it's causing all this, you know, sense of strife, a sense of, you know, me over you. It does symbolize pettiness because there's usually a youthful sense tied to this where the competition is really not necessary, but it's not as endangering as the Five of Swords, per se. The Wands are a bit more about the ego, so if you get beat in this battle, it'll be bruising your ego more than it will your skin. So now we're going to move on to Tarup. What is some of the symbolism that you see in your interpretation of the Five of Wands?
Well, these are five youths, five people, five peers who are basically in competition with each other or fighting each other, disagreeing with each other, having discussions with each other, and there's a lot of chaos in between. It's like nobody's getting their point across. Everybody's trying to throw out their agendas, what they want, and nobody's taking time to listen to each other. So it's definitely fighting and struggle and conflict and tension, disagreements, with chaos, fighting each other.
Absolutely. And what about you, Rowan? What would you say if this card came up for reading or reading with someone? How would you take this?
I would definitely say that it depicts a sense of growing pains within a group. It may be a group of friends, it may be a family, it may even be a relationship. But this talks about, again, like you said, checking your ego, make sure you're not stepping on any toes, because you may feel like your opinion is greatest and brightest and most important, but you have to remember that you're in this relationship, this group, this whatever, with other people, and that once mattered to you. So it's really about going back, checking your roots, and seeing what the Ace really was, which was a sense of enlightenment, elevation, etc.
Absolutely. And just to touch on the reversal, which we'll go through really quick, what do you guys say you would see in the reversal? Is there a discontinuum of that strife? Is finally sort of the competition or the bidding to outbid each other finally come to a close? Are we seeing peace in a reversal scene of this? What do you think, Rowan?
I don't see peace with the reversal of this. With that, I see something more violent. Because the wands are traditionally phallic and thereby more masculine, I definitely see this coming to blows. This is physical violence. This is something that you'll definitely regret, like, later on, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, and what about you, Tarup? What do you see
in
the reverse?
Well, I could definitely see the Five of Wands as a sign of a relief from the fighting. That's one way to look at it, no longer being up against these five, you know, or these four people, you being the fifth. But it could also be avoiding conflict, avoiding a fighting or disagreement. You're running away from a situation where you need to step up and speak. So you want to run away from the problem of the group when instead you need to say what you feel. You know, that's the best way to resolve it instead of bottling things up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you both of you hit it very excellently. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the next card, which is the Six of Wands. And upright, this reflects public recognition, victory, progress, and self-confidence. And in this depiction, in the Rider-Waite interpretation, it's of someone who has just come home from battle. Not really a knight, but someone who has returned from an ordeal. And they're being welcomed home or in their town or in their community with cheers, applause, and recognition. Now, normally what we see is in the Rider-Waite depiction is a man riding on a horse, and he's riding in, and there are wands surrounding him, and he has a laurel wreath either on his crown or on his wand that signifies the victory. It signifies the success. So this is saying that you've definitely reached an accolade. You've definitely been rewarded and recognized for the work that you put in, as we saw in the two and in the three of the wands of that person looking out over the horizon and planning their next move. You've done it all, and now you're coming back and getting the recognition that you deserve from those around you that you hold close. So we're going to start with you, Tarouk. What do you see in the depiction of the Six of Wands?
But like you said, it's a man coming home, you know, from victory. It's about success. It's about honors, victory. But you also have to watch out not to be egotistical and not to be too full of yourself, because this card can also symbolize rivalry and envy, you know, people being envious or jealous of your success. So always keep yourself humble. This is a card, you know, it's like, okay, you got the accolade, but don't be too big-headed about it, you know, just be humble about your victory. That's what I see with this.
Oh, that was a very good point that you brought up about others not being so happy sometimes about the victories that we receive. What about you, Rowan? What would you say some of the symbolism is in this card that hints at the victory, that hints at the success? What are some of the things you see?
Well, I actually, and I'm sure you can relate to this because you have the same deck that I previously got, which is the Shadowscape Tarot. I love that depiction of the Six of Wands most of all because, you know, it's somebody that's standing on like an elevated precipice. There's the whole sense of a battlefield around them, and they're holding that laurel wreath victoriously, which is also a symbol of leadership. So this card is also about an added sense of responsibility. You know, with great power comes great responsibility, and this card is definitely a reminder of that. You know, they're standing unchecked and unchallenged, but it is a very narrow precipice, and he could fall off quite easily. So again, it is also about keeping everything in full view, everything in perspective, but the overall message of the card is one of celebration, is one of exaltation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now just to touch on the reversal a little bit, like Tarouk said, this is pointing at some egotism, you know, a lack of confidence even, or a fall from grace. So where you're sitting on your horse in the upright position, in reversal, this is showing that, you know, you've been knocked off. You know, you haven't returned from the battlefield successful. Perhaps something that you were aspiring towards didn't necessarily come through. But there's a lesson to be learned from this. So just to hit on you two again, let's start with you, Rowan. What do you see in the depiction of the reversal?
The reversal, I think it's definitely somebody that's maybe a bit of a dictator. This is somebody that is paranoid with their power, somebody that does not trust the success that they've earned. Maybe they even came by it by some shady means, et cetera. So this is definitely about paranoia in the Six is what I see.
Very good points. Very good points. What about you, Tarouk? How would you take the Six of Wands in reversal?
You two did an amazing job with it. I guess I could just add that, well, you guys already said everything. You know, it's about a fall from grace. It's about failure. It's about not being victorious, not being successful, about letting yourself down. yeah, basically, you guys pretty much hit everything on the nail.
Okay, well, we can definitely move on if you're both ready. Would you guys like to move on to the next card?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So the Seven of Wands is what we see next. Now, there is some strife and some conflict in the Suit of Wands. There's just passion, ego, there's drive, and when you have those sorts of energies, it's going to be met with competition. So in the Seven of Wands, we see someone who's been backed into a corner. Not necessarily a corner, but they have a gang of other people that are coming against them. But in the depiction, we have this person who is standing upon a ledge. So they have the advantage point because they're higher in where they're standing, and they're standing in a defensive stance and wielding the wand in defense of themselves. So this card symbolizes, you know, holding true to your values, defending your beliefs. Oh, I don't want to necessarily say being right in what you believe in, but the place in which you are standing gives you the advantage over your opposers because you have this one person who represents the one out of these seven, and then you have the other six wands that are coming in confrontation against this person. So it almost seems unfair, but you have to look at it as the perspective of the person who's standing on the higher ledge, who can reach out with his wand and tap any one of them before they can get to him. So now we're going to move into Taruk. What do you see with the Seven of Wands upright? What does this card say to you?
Well, this card is about standing your ground. It's a card about basically defending yourself. You know, it's a card about not giving up your stance. You know, if you have to, you know, it's like how the person is doing in the card. You know, he's kind of like flailing the wand, you know, like knocking every, you know, kind of like move out of the way, you know. So this is a card about, regardless of the opposition, regardless of people not understanding what you have to say or your higher position, don't give up and continue to fight for what you believe in, what you represent, and where you stand, because this person is clearly on a pedestal. So this person is on a higher ground, and these people are trying to knock them down. So don't let others knock you down from your pedestal or what you represent. This could be a public figure, somebody who is reaching a higher level, maybe political, you know. Don't let the naysayers knock you down, basically. Fight for what you believe in.
Absolutely. And what about you, Rowan? What is it? Do you side with what Taruk is saying about having that higher, maybe political position that people are coming for and challenging you on?
Definitely, I would say that. In the Shadowscape Tarot, going back to that, because I'm currently in love with it, it's the fox is fighting to defend its family against a badger. So aside from just the political standpoint, I also think it's about morals, like I believe you even said. It's about knowing that you're right in yourself, having that confidence, and this challenge coming to you out of nowhere and you matching it unchecked.
And I love that depiction in the Shadowscape Tarot. I really do. Now, go on the reversal of this, we see someone who doesn't have that drive to stand up for themselves. So they're giving up. They're giving in. They're overwhelmed by the opposition. And that can be, I'm sure most of us can be overwhelmed just by a few comments that we might receive from our work or what we do, especially being in the social media age. So this is you feeling defeated, feeling overcome by the opposition or people's opinions or how they're challenging your views, and you not standing up for yourself. So, Taruk, what advice would you give in contrast to the reversal? So if a reversal came up in a reading, how would you help that client or help that person overcome seeing a reversal card?
Well, a reversal, you would give them the right side up definition. I would tell them don't fall, step down from your position, don't give in to the haters, don't step down, don't doubt yourself, don't get off of that ledge and let these people win. And then what? The six of them get up there and they start all, you know, it's kind of like, if they get up there, it's going to be the Five of Wands, because they're going to be probably fighting each other, trying
Absolutely.
To get your position. Yeah, so I would tell them, hang in there and fight. Do not let these people win. They want to bring you down. They want to destroy you. Don't let them. That's what I would tell them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there anything you would like to add to that, Rowan, for the reverse?
No. Jeruk slayed it. It's very accurate, and definitely, I like that she brought a positive message to a very negative sense of the card.
Very good, very good. Okay, so now we move on to the Eight of Wands. And in this depiction, we see just want these eight wands flying through the air. Okay, they've been shot from somewhere, and they have a targeted trajectory that they're aiming for. So this card represents speed, action, air travel, as well as movement and a swift approach, okay? So this card normally in a reading symbolizes someone who has already had something in the process of manifesting, in the process of being done. And we're seeing the movement of it, the manifestation, because the fires and the wands do represent creation as well. So we're seeing what they put in this work for actually come to place and being able to move and change and grow and travel. So now we're going to start with you, Rowan. What are some of the symbolisms that you see in this card, and how would you describe it in a reading?
Well, actually, I have read it before as travel, because in a lot of depictions, it usually depicts the wands flying through the air or moving to a different place, etc. So you can definitely read it as that. But I also like to read it, and you can see this even in the Revelation Tarot, as a cavalry approaching, a call to arms, if you will. Because in the Revelations Tarot, you have these two men bearing wands and then both rising up seemingly out of nowhere. So this is sort of in direct opposition to the Five of Wands, where you're fighting with everyone. These are your followers. These are your friends that are coming to your aid, that are telling you, you know, I've got you. Everything's going to be okay. And it's also a continuation even on the Four of Wands, which was the foundation. Well, this is the ramparts. This is the tower. This is, you know, people coming to back you up in your time of need, for sure.
Absolutely. And so what about you, Taru? How would you pick up on this card being such a momentum?
Well, the eight,
you know.
Well, the eight definitely is about traveling, like you guys said. It's about making fast decisions. It's about solving problems. It's about opportunities coming out of nowhere. It's about basically getting it while it's hot, getting these opportunities, getting these things happening while it's hot. This is a card about exchanging ideas, speaking to people, people contacting you, want to work with you. There's a lot of things happening very fast. You know, somebody from California or from another state, you know, wherever you live, calling you to relocate because there's a new opportunity coming. So just taking it, sudden events. Just things happening, you know, just rapidness.
And even your spirit in describing this card was pretty rapid, too. So now I'm going to ask you, what would you see in the reversal of this, Taruk?
Well, I would see delays. I would see nothing happening. I would see no traveling, no decisions, no opportunities, just dryness, okay? Yeah, just dryness and things not happening.
Absolutely. And now we turn it over to you, Rowan. Is there anything you want to add to the reversal?
I definitely get the sense of, like, a blockage or maybe even some kind of infertility in any endeavor. You know, it's the light being extinguished. You have nothing. There's nothing going on for you. There's no aid coming. You're completely on your own and shut out. So the negative aspect can be quite brutal depending on the reading that it comes up in and its position, et cetera.
And also having no definitive goals, you know, you have, because the wands are flying through the air and you're trying, they're aiming to hit somewhere. So it also, that like you pointed out, Rowan, about the blockage. So this person probably doesn't have any set goals or isn't aspiring to anything, which can come up a lot of times with certain blockages and that in the forest. So now we're going to go ahead and move on to the Nine of Wands. And in this depiction, okay, we see a battle-hardened stranger. We see a battle-hardened person who's standing with eight wands erected in the sand, and he is holding the knife. And the scene really gives you the sense that this person is, you know, they have a really defined guard, a perimeter that has been set up to protect a certain area. They are very much on the defense. They appear wounded in most depictions, especially in the Rider-Waite. The man appears wounded. So it's kind of giving that he's weakened, but at the same time, he has a lot of battle experience. So he's not going to go down without a fight. And he's more focused on keeping his perimeter safe than he is about going out into the battlefield and getting more messy. So this card upright symbolizes courage, perseverance, a test of fate, and rising above, you know, and having courage in your perimeter set. So let's go ahead and ask you, Rowan, what would be some key words that pop up in your head when you see this card, the Nine of Wands?
I would definitely say battle readiness. I would say almost this, the Nine of Wands represents experience as well. This is somebody that knows how to defend themselves. They have their ego in check. They're really formidable when you come to think about it. And the Nine is that last obstacle, that last crush that you have to go through to reach it towards the end. And this person is ready. So whenever this card comes up in a spread, especially as a significator, it indicates a very strong and grounded and centered individual.
Very good. Yes, I like that. Now, I'm going to give you the opposite to Rook. How would you take this card as a reversal? How would you take the Nine of Wands in a reversal?
Well, this card as the reversal, I see this as basically failing. I see this as, you know, because right side up, this is about, like Roman said, the last fight. This person has been through so much, has battled, and even though, you know, they are beat up, they won, they still have that fight. So to me, this is about giving up, not having the fight in you to continue, not having the fight in you to be resilient, you not having the strength, you not having the perseverance to fight, to defeat your opponents who may come again, even after you fought, you know, they still may come. This is about not having that adversity, not having that strength to continue to stand there and hold the fort, you know, ready for anything that comes your way, basically. That's what I see.
A lack of foundation, a lack of real sense of protection, barrier, a resilience, you know. I definitely see that as well. Now we're going to go into our final card of the evening, which is the Ten of Wands. And this card is the tens, usually the tens in the wands and the tens in the swords. They usually don't always end off on a good note. And in this card, we're definitely seeing this. We see someone who has been burdened down by all the choices that they made in their life. So all the wands that they've collected, all the experiences that they've had, it's finally become too much and it's become burdensome. But yet, they're stuck with this burden. And in the depiction, we see a man, he's hunched over, and he seems to be dragging along these 10 wands. They're bundled together. In some cards, they're on his back, but in the Rider-Waite depiction, they are in front of him, and he's dragging them forward, and it does create a sense of responsibility, burden, hard work, and stress, okay? So, Taru, what do you see with this card? How would you pick up on the Ten of Wands if you saw it in a reading?
Well, this card definitely symbolizes being overworked, being abused, being oppressed. You know, you're tired, you're worn out, you're fatigued, you're exhausted from labor. This is about working hard hours, a lot of manual labor where you're just struggling and you're tired. That's what I see with this card.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's look into the lighthearted version of this. Rowan, how would you see this burdensome card in a reversal with the interpretation change for you?
Actually, no, I wouldn't see this as a positive note in the reverse. I would actually say that this is somebody that is just done. They haven't handled anything. Everything's completely gotten to them, completely crushed them. They felt the weight of their responsibilities, and it has undone them effectively. This card can be read very positively, especially in the Shadowscape Tarot, but in most depictions of it, it's generally not a good sign. Most depictions, I believe, it's just a person with a bunch of wands over them, and the wands are burning, and it's just not anybody's desired position of where they want to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that was very, very, very fun and engaging. We are to the end of our show, and that was our last card. If you stayed with us throughout the entire show, we want to thank you so much. You can find us on social media. We have our Twitter account. We have Facebook. We also have Instagram. But Twitter is where you can reach out to us, ask us any questions. We are going to be at the closing of this suit doing a fun little intermediate show. Maybe we'll do some readings. Maybe we'll do a topic or discussion. But next week, join us again next Saturday, where we will be finishing our exploration of the Suit of Wands by visiting the court cards. So now we get to see the fiery rulers of the kingdom. I am, again, your host, Aluna Odette, and I'm joined tonight by my lovely two co-hosts, Rowan Nix.
Good night, everyone.
And Taruk Vishal.
Good night.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good night.